Hello there, listeners. This is part 3 of the interview with
Yossi the cameraman.
Okay, go back to where you are. Then stop here.
So what I was saying, that in this last thousands of years that male energy took over our spiritual world gave a lot of male aspects into our this substance that's called humanity. Aspects like technology. There are male aspects. Aspects like technology, like trauma medicine. I don't talk about medicine.
Wait a minute. I wanna stop you. Sorry. I'm crushing into your speech.
Yeah, crush.
Ceramic, fire making, making baskets and tools and tons of technology. Before the beginning of patriarchalism, women's are the one that developed most of technologies. And today you're saying technology developing is a male aspect. I think if all those women's that are for sure developing technology today in the modern time will probably be in salt, and I think for sure. A good reason.
But
I don't think the developing really technology reason,
but
is...
The energy is male. I don't say everyone, even you and I, inside of us, we have female energy and male energy.
I don't see developing technology as a male aspect.
I think it's something...
Listen to this. Okay, so this noise is a beautiful musical instrument. Very sophisticated. I cannot make it. It was made by my female friend, Aviv. Thank you, Aviv, for making this beautiful instrument for me. I see it as a really, really developed technology mind.
And that's what I'm also saying. I'm saying that every one of us people inside this human substance, inside of you, inside of me, there is a female energy exists and male energy exists.
Yeah, but this is, for me, this thing comes from my friend Aviv, female energy.
So maybe,
or from her not sexual, not binary energy, I don't know.
I think, I'm saying again.
Uh-huh, sorry, I
think that...
I'm a tough interviewer.
Yeah, for sure. It's a tough interview, but why, it's okay that you, but why seeing things, it's important, I think, to, yeah, we need to separate some stuff and see some stuff are male energy for creating balance between this, and some stuff are female energy.
I disagree and I let you go.
Okay. And each and every one of us have also male energy inside of us. And also female energy inside of us.
Uh-huh.
So also females are for sure, women for sure create technology, but they use their male energy inside of them to create this technology.
Disagree and let you go.
So, and that's what I'm also saying, that female can be also, can run a company. Women can run companies. Women can be prime ministers. Women can fly into space. Women can do all of that stuff, but they're still using it with their male energy that are inside of them.
I think...
I think that all the feminists...
I think we need to stop there and dip into this point, because I really disagree with you and this is important. Because this is actually taking technology and give all the credit to men energy. I see the difference between to men and to men energy, but I really, really think, yeah, when I see women's creating stuff, I see them doing that in a feminine way. They sitting together, they speaking and laughing around while doing
this. That's the balance between.
They make the things. They make them round. They make them connected.
That's the beauty. That's actually the point that I'm trying to get them, because this is the balance. This is creating is male energy, but it's hugged with female spirituality.
How can you say that it's a male energy?
Because it's a, that's the thing. It's it's the balance between the both of energies.
I think what you're describing is creating as being with male and female because energy within it.
As, again, you just now said that you really don't like the technology that evolved us, and because it's some of them are, it's because a lot of this technology that you are actually against it, against like something.
I don't know if I'm against, but I think
that took us away from spirits, from female energy. It took us away back from female energy. And the thing is that the point with the war. 5,000 years ago, the Judaism started, it's all said it's gonna end with a big, big war. It's already told like five in the Hebrew writing or written, it's called Gog and Magog.
Mm.
And we're already living inside this war when they
in Armageddon.
I don't think it's Armageddon. The Armageddon actually, this war is not gonna end the world. This war is gonna end the spiritual, it's gonna end the hold of the male energy on our spiritual aspect in the human. The war and how it started, by the way, it's really, really, wars were all the time for this thousands of years, but wars always were ended in a man with a stick against a man with a sword, one-on-one. When they invited the gunpowder, there suddenly became an option to one person killing a lot of people. Started World War One, then we became World War Two, and now we're going inside World War Three. And all of those are just parts of this big war called Armageddon, called Gog and Magog in the Hebrew writings. They already told us this is gonna be the war that's gonna end everything. And if you want to see really closely, look at the First World War. About what was that? What was it about? About the most basic male aspect. Well, like the most basic territory. First World War about territory. First World War, millions died. No more. We're not longer doing dispute about territories. We're going to the next male reason to fight. Pride and race. That was the Second World War. Second World War was about pride.
It was also about territory.
It was about pride more than territories. Hitler, when he came into Poland, it was
about authority.
That's it. It was about authority. He thought that German people were not were like. In the end of First World War, German people were, how to say, mushpalim.
Humiliated.
Humiliated. Yeah, so nice. Now we're gonna be prider. We're gonna kill all other races. And I think the French people still gonna be in France. I don't want to take over French. I don't think French.
Well, they did.
No, they wanted. No, they didn't want that. But they wanted France to stay France. They didn't want to say that France will become Germany. But they wanted the authority of the Third Reich on France, but France will stay France. They didn't thought about territories. They thought about pride. And the second and the third war.
But it's power.
Power and pride, but it's not territory. It was something larger than territory. Something.
Authority.
Authority and something more than territory. It's something higher. And the third world war will be how do we run our spiritual. It's going to be Muslims against Judaism, against Christians. Is gonna be a religious war, and religion is actually the, how to say it, galmut.
Oh, jeez. recreation.
Is the recreation of how?
No,
is the, there? Is
wait a minute. Let's try to figure it out because they need this word to understand. Itgalmut is when something take form.
It's the form of. Of this male spirituality in our the human substance. This is the religious, religion is actually something that was really invented, and it's gonna be war between religious people. And the thing is that in this war will end the religion as we know it. And I think that after this war, all of our human actually, as I call it, males aspect that you really don't like. You said you're kind of
It's not that I
against them.
don't like them, I think they're disbalanced.
They're annoying, but if they're all gonna be covered in female spirituality, think about all our technology that we made, like computers, medicine, trauma medicine. There's also like I think like you see like well-being. There is a trauma well-being, like how do people lost their legs, so we need to take care of him right now so he won't die. Or there is a just a way of well-being. A trauma is medicine, trauma, like I say, ER, emergency rooms and stuff. This is a really male energy. But well-being and living life of well-being and learning how to live good and healthy, this is female energy. And when you balance between them both together, you'll get the real balance between these two aspects that you need to live in this in our in this, and then you'll really I think you'll get the balance really the we'll get to the point of the really really balance between male and female energy. And this will happen when this war end because the and the war is gonna be like and the male energy on our spiritual understanding will end. It will crush like a motorcycle crushing in 90 miles an hour. It will crush no matter what. But and the people that will die in this war are the people who are trying to hold on to this motorcycle. And you will crush with them. But if you let go
Oh,
and
that's very optimistic of you. So far, I see everyone crushed by those
because
that are
everybody is
holding it.
trying to hold on to this motorcycle.
What, people in Gaza try to hold on to the motorcycle?
Yeah, by doing whatever they done in the 7th of October, it's still the war is religious eventually. They did it in the
The
name of
people
Allah.
that are dying in Gaza are not the people that have
Not all of them.
attempted
Not
October
all of them.
7th.
Not all of
The
them,
people that
but
dying in Gaza are old people and babies and childrens and people that are just busy.
with that I'm gonna be disagreed because I've been to Gaza a few times and I saw what's going on there.
You win a soldier in Gaza?
No, as a cameraman, and also I saw some stuff that they asked not to film, but I saw everything that's going on there. Everything is going on there. Babies, women, children, old people, they are being really the IDF using themselves as a shield for them. They're standing between them and the Hamas, and I saw it with my own eyes. The IDF, the Israeli soldiers are saving children and old people from Hamas now. Really saving. They're standing as a shield. They're getting killed. Some of people are getting killed. The children will not be hurt there. There are big terror groups there. There are big terror groups. And I'm saying actually, and also really saying as a person that I don't think there is no one that involved in the attack of the 7th of October in Gaza, really, because as you said here, we are 8 million people here in Israel. We're 8 million people. We lost. And we'll.
לא צריך לסגור כדי שלא ייכנסו חולים.
Ah, נכון.
Yeah, continue, please.
Okay, we lost 1,500, more even 1,700 people in the attack of the 7th of October. And I don't think there is one person in Israel with all this 8 million people that don't know someone who knows someone or someone know. I actually my me myself I lost I already count it's 11 friends in the attack and 11 friends that were brutally murdered there on the Nova Festival and it's hard for me really so. And eventually, as you think about on the 7th of October, 2,000 terror, 2,500 terrorists went inside Israel and did whatever they did, and another extra 7,000 people just came here, came to steal stuff, and so more or less like 10,000 people went inside Israel in that day and did total mess, and there are population of 2 million people in Gaza. So if 1,700 people were died or injured, and every one of us in this 8 million people had kind of a relations with people who died, so think about it, how it's going on to 2 million to 10,000. Everyone in Gaza, everyone that came inside Israel has a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a friend that said, Ruh, ya sahbi, do what we want to do.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Now you're jumping into conclusions about stuff that you don't know. Because we don't know about what their approach is.
For sure. I'm not saying that there is, or that all of the people there are people that want to slaughter Israelis and stuff. I don't saying that. And I'm sure, and eventually, as I said, women, children, and all people are being saved by Israeli soldiers from Hamas. And I saw it with my own eyes. With my own eyes, I saw it. And the thing is that there is a terror group there, but it's all part of the much bigger stuff. It's a religious war, and the terrorists are the part of the people, are really the part of people that really holding on to this motorcycle. Terrorists, and I also say also Israelis, a lot of Israelis that going to do whatever the man Kiddush Hashem, also there are people who are holding to this motorcycle, and they will all will go with this motorcycle when the masculine energy that controls our spiritual, and it's our spiritual world, will crush with them. And this war is already in where it's going to be evolved when Trump is going to be back in the US, and what the demonstration that you saw here in Israel will be the same in the US. It's going to be much bigger and it's going to be much more divided. And then when the US will divide, Putin will try to start the war with them, and it's going to be a world war, and it's going to start. It's gonna take a few years, but it's gonna come to its climax in the next 10 years. It's gonna come to its climax, but after that climax, yeah, a lot of people will die. It's gonna be a really hard war, but I think the people that will be left and in this planet after this war will understand that we need to stop with the idea of one God, male God, and stop talking about the creator, and put more effort on the creation.
Focus.
Put more focus on the creation. And this is gonna be after war. My personal ideas and how do I see this war in Israel, it's gonna start here, because actually the female, the male, masculine,
I think you're going to another, yeah, we had a very
yeah, we have a short term, but I think I kind of concluded all of my,
yeah, that's my it thoughts. I felt you going into a very nice ending and conclusion, and then you start like,
yeah, I so actually, let's, yeah, this is why I'm an interviewer,
this is why you were the cameraman
and not the man who makes the content.
Yeah. Well, I hope I will manage to get it on the podcast, because it's way past 15 minutes, but I think maybe I will manage it. So, yeah, I think I will just say that we had the discussion about the responsibility of the Gazakh people for the October 7, and there we are disagree, but I think I will let the listeners and you, if you want to listen to the preview episode in my podcast, sure, instead of repeating myself
here, yeah,
in
the, sure, podcast. If you had already, I'll be really interested, yeah, about
so
your
if any of you listeners or you, Yossi, want to know more about the way I see things, so you can just go to the preview episode in the podcast. And thank you, Yossi, for sharing everything, all your experience and feelings and ideas. And
just a boom from Lebanon now. Here is Lebanon, it's the north.
Yeah, the listeners are... Oh, wow, you really have the chance to listen to it. This is... I'm not sure, it kind of sounds like bombs are falling...
But this is it's not here in Israel.
You think it's a bombs going out?
I think it's Israeli. It's Israeli.
Israeli? Let me listen for a second.
It's the south of Lebanon.
I'm not sure if it's bombs falling in or outside of...
It's Israeli, it's IDF shooting. Actually, I was in the second Lebanon war, so I'm kind of...
You want to make another episode?
No.
Maybe in another time. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Bless us all.
God bless.
And I wish peace and love to everyone upon earth.